Tower. This is KQ4 WHN. Mark, what's got you out today?
Hey, Mark. Oh, I went down to have a test at in Greer Hospital, and unfortunately, I waited over an hour, so I just canceled it, and I'm headed back home. I'm getting hungry, and I got a lot of pain in my back, and I just didn't want to sit there any longer because the test takes 3 or 4 hours to do at times.
I'm scheduled today, or what was their problem?
They're prompt. I don't have any complaints against Greer Hospital. They said that the lady was doing x-rays back there or something. Well, they should have scheduled me an hour later then, the way I look at it. I can't sit there that long. I've had this lower back pain. It's gotten worse. I got a nerve being pinched, and I just told them I'd reschedule it. I don't know why in the world a doctor ordered it anyways. I had a colonoscopy and an endoscope, and then he's wanting to do this barium swallow, and it, they take a lot of pictures, and it takes a lot of time, and it can take anywhere from 2-3 hours to 4 hours, because it makes you swallow that radioactive stuff. So, yeah, they're just running behind, I guess, or else they got a somebody that's not going fast enough, put it that way.
So they've got somebody who didn't show up today, and maybe they're running behind schedule because they're running short. But that's, yeah, I agree. Greer is usually one of the better run hospitals just because they don't have the volume and they don't have the clientele of some of the bigger hospitals. So they seem to get people in and out of there, and they've always had good care for the folks that I've taken to their tender, loving hands. So sorry to hear you had that experience, but like you say, they'll get you rescheduled and get it done. Meantime, you can get something on your belly.
They're usually excellent, and if I was feeling good, it'd be different, but this old back thing hurts, Mark, but, I'll schedule it down the line. I don't have to go back to him till April, I think. I'm not looking forward to doing it anyways, to be honest with you, and yes, Greer is an excellent hospital and excellent people there. I've been there many times, no complaints, but I guess you'd say I got a complaint today, but very extremely rare, and you never know when you're working on humans, you know. Sometimes it takes a little longer with one guy or another, so I just thought the best thing to do is just reschedule it. It's kind of a dreary old day out here. Bernice is at home. Her daughter is on the way to Kansas to surprise her best friend up there. And so she took off at 8 o'clock this morning for Dallas, and then Dallas up to, I forget the name of that airport. It's in Arkansas, right outside of Springfield, Missouri. It's in Arkansas, but it's just close to Springfield, Missouri. And then she has to drive another 60 miles on up to Pittsburgh, Kansas to surprise her friend. She go to a lot of trouble.
Doesn't have anything else to do. That's one of the problems you get with surprising people. But I'm guessing there's a plan there that's being worked on. So that sounds like fun. Haven't done that one for anything other than business in the last few years, so it's be fun to go out and do a trip like that just for the fun of it. But hopefully we're going to get a little rain out of this gloominess. We got just a little sprinkle, but I think it's going to get rainier and rainier as we get into the weekend.
I like it. Well, her friend, Connie, and it is a lady. Well, at times I wonder, but, you know, because I've known Connie since she was in high school with my daughter. She's a master electrician, owns her business, and a smart young lady. But what do you do for a living, Mark?
Well, I'm doing my dead level best to stop doing things for a living. I always struggle to try and explain to people what I do, but essentially, if you go and buy a car, the guy that comes out and explains you how the windshield wipers work and how to program the radio, well, that's kind of what my company does for Microsoft. Somebody spends a ridiculous amount of money, and then we send in teams to teach them how to use the security and the collaboration tools and all the software stuff.
With some smarts, then, I'll tell you. With all the hootie dooties and worker bills that these cars got nowadays, wow. I still don't understand everything on this Avalon. It's a 2022. But, it's just hard to explain all of them and using the Apple Play and all of this different things. But, oh, I get by. I like the new stuff. I was a industrial electrician and electronic technician all my life, and so I do understand it. I'll tell you, yesterday I was looking at an MRI with the back doctor, and man, that's just totally amazing. They can do that with magnetism and then be able to see clear down to showing you where the nerve was that was pinched. I'm just amazed at technology nowadays.
It goes in order from X-ray to CT scan to MRI to fMRI, and the amount of imaging that they can do, depending on the budget and the reliability of the resolution they want, is a little scary, but I'm glad that they can do that without having to open me up and look around.
Well, I haven't heard of that fMRI. My sister had a PET scan when she was alive, and it was for cancer, and it targeted the sugars. What's an fMRI?
It's meant for more of a even higher resolution, but it gives you the ability to look at things. Instead of like a still image, it gives you the ability to look at things in motion. So if they wanted to, you know, watch the beating of the heart or the flow of blood or, you know, just something in general, it gives them some additional tools to look at things in motion as well as even higher resolution for very specific points.
Amazing. I'm amazed at how far ultrasound has come. With the color imaging and that, it's always loved just watching them do it. I just had triple bypass surgery, and to think that they can stop your heart and you know, do the surgery and then restart it is amazing. And they did a good job on me, as far as I know.
It wasn't easy, but you did seem to come through that with a great amount of speed and maybe not as much recovery as the average bird. So proud of you for doing that and coming through it so easily. And easily is with quotes around it.
Yeah, it's not easy, I can tell you that. It takes, before you really get over, it's about 6 months, but before you get back to normal. But my left foot has a lot of swelling in it still. When they harvest those veins out, which I'm surprised mine were good enough to use, but apparently they were, your feet swell. And my right one now is back to normal, but the left one's not. But it's tolerable, and for a while there, it was pretty intolerable for several months, but I had that surgery back on August 4th, and I guess Dr. Davis can do as many as two or three of those in a day. That's just, you know, but there's a team in there of doctors. I worked as an electronic technician in a hospital my last year before I got retarded, or retired, or a little of both.
I think when they go in there and they're just going to replumb you like you're an old house that needs new pipes, and they can do all that, manage to keep you alive throughout the process of doing all of that, and at the same time get you back up on your feet in months to a year, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
it certainly is. God bless the doctors, I'll tell you. Our nephew is a medical scientist out in the Boston area, and he's putting four companies through the FDA approval thing now, and he volunteers his time for Kansas University because that's where he went to start out, and he volunteers to help people there that he's mainly in the heart area, put it that way. And he was a CEO of a drug company, but I got to go through that laboratory of theirs when that pharmaceutical company he was ahead of back in Cambridge. And it was pretty astounding then, and that's been a lot of years ago. They were looking at DNA helixes and stuff like that, and there was like 101 people there, I think, and all of them had PhDs except one. A little out of my pay grade.
Paying that payroll with all that education, I feel like that's a number I wouldn't want to see at the bottom of my budget.
And then he started that company. It was an MRI contrast agent. Well, Mark, I'm arriving at the QTH here, and I'll get out and go up there and see what Bernice has waiting for me. And it just looks damp, and, you know, we got fescue, and it's kind of dormant. I bet that brings everything to life. But they say it's going to get back cold again after a week. I hope they miss that forecast. The weathermen, they can misdiagnose seven times in a row and still hold their jobs. That's a good job to have. But down here, I'm told it's not easy to do. Anyways, you take care, and very nice visiting with you on the way home. And about all I got to do the rest of the day is go out and gather a few eggs from the chickens and feed and water them. This is Endurable TR. Be clear with your final.
Go get those eggs, but then go put your feet up and tell Bernice we said, hey, this is KQ4 WHN. You have a good afternoon, sir.